Well, Nanny Prescott, it's spiffing for you to join me here.
Oh, James Tunnels, when you say go, I'm like, I'm there, child. But where are we going?
Well, you weren't exactly sure as to who was now running the country.
Oh, my dear James, is it you? That would be the best news I've ever heard in my life, Tanner. You are literally running the country, honey, because you've got so much integrity and something. It would be amazing.
No.
Then who is?
All will be revealed in due time. That's who we're going to be seeing. But anyway, how was your trip at the hospital?
Well, I mean, no one really wants to have a trip to the hospital. Being something, you know, the grocery store, but it was fine as much as can be.
I heard you had a one with Discount Viscount and John Payne.
Yeah, oh my, John's trying to take over Jane. They even got their first names, letter J, goodness me. He was going around doing his silly chaplaincy stuff, and you know, I'm all for chaplaincy if you're giving people the Bible. If you give people, you know, hullabaloo, honey, I want you out of that place. Mm-mm, child. Well, anyway, I gave the gospel discount round, because he was like, oh, that's interesting, but then could give him clean bill of health. He's like, oh, fine, I don't need any more right now. Go ahead by car. Cameron Carlington, don't get me started with her and her driving. He then came back and I want to hear more about the gospel. I don't really know what's going on with this one, because I gave him again, he was interested again, but when I soon went out, who knows what's going on with that boy. Okay, let me try and guess. Is it Sam Bishop back for time number 3?
No.
Okay, well, good, he deserves the rest. Is it Mel, his wife?
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's by and by. Please tell me it's not Candace Waller.
No.
Oh, praise God, that's good news, honey, child. I'm glad we didn't go by the... Okay, is it Michael Nova?
Nanny Prescott, he's still in prison.
Good, I'm just checking.
It's someone that you do not know.
I don't know! Goodness me. Well, you have been through more prime ministers. I mean, in particular you. I mean, you as mayor anyway. And I've had hard dinners. I mean, they keep coming and going, you know, just round and round and round. Right, every new week, like, who's this? Who knew this? I'm telling you.
Well, hopefully this will stay for the long haul.
Well, honey, how long's long? I mean, Russ, like, long's like 2 months.
Well, Nanny Prescott, let's find out. James Dontos, it's so good to see you here. Ah, Malia Howard, it's always a pleasure. And here is the one and only Nanny Prescott, as you requested. Oh, that's spiffing that I get to finally meet the lady who people say that the heart of town would not tick without you.
Well, honey, it's been ticking. You know, I haven't been here forever, you know. I just, you know, made my home in, you know, in the last, you know, couple of years.
Nanny Prescott, don't be silly. You are part of the furniture.
Well, you're way more part of the furniture, honey. John, you let your born, bred here, been made here for longer than time. I mean, Austria Callahan or something like that was in office when you were running.
Go back further than that, but still, that's very gracious of you, Nanny Prescott. Well, it's still amazing to see you. So I'm Millia Howard, the new Prime Minister.
The whole thing went so quickly, I'm telling you. Congratulations. I don't know who your competitor was, but congratulations.
Well, yeah, it kind of seemed to be one of those quick things. I remember Mr. Logan and Tessa Crabb's election years ago, and it seemed to be going lickety-split.
Yeah, that's when we got Mr. Logan, and well, he was bad news, and then well, eventually we got Tessa Crabb, and that was even worse bad news. Hopefully you're not going to repeat those records. Can I ask a few questions? Are you a killer?
No.
That's a good start. Are you involved in any form of corruption, immorality, whatnot? Please lay on the table now.
No.
Well, at this point, you're suing already, my book.
I know that some people haven't set the bar as high in previous terms.
Hi, honey, the bar is so low that Nicki Minaj can't even get that low on the floor, honey. It was totally so low. So well done for stepping up to the plate and hopefully raising the standards. If not, I will be the first to tell you, because I ain't afraid, and I...
Well, Nanny Prescott, that's one reason why I kind of wanted you around. It's good to have someone accountable at all, and you're really good, as well as obviously my staff and my MPs and all that sort of thing. And my family, too.
Oh, you got a family?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't had a family in a long time.
Nanny Prescott, Prime Minister Hyman had 2 sons.
Yeah, but they were just cronies, isn't it? They weren't really family.
Well, I have a husband.
Oh, see, he didn't have a husband last
week. Well, he was married, but his wife died, and besides, he wouldn't have a husband.
Yeah, point being is, James, new season, new hair, new this. Is that hair new?
Well, I did get spruced up for the election campaign and all, and for me, and obviously...
See, there you go. All new. New attitude. Get your pile of bear out.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find a thing. Oh, Brad! Brad, come here. Oh, hey, Millia. Who's this? This is Nanny Prescott, and this is obviously the mayor, James Dontos. Nanny Prescott, this is my husband, Brad Baller.
Oh, no, is he American? Well, I do not want another American usurping the throne. No offense to him, we love Americans, but you, every time you come and try and win this country, you run it to the ground. I don't want it again. No.
No, I'm not. What makes you think I'm American?
The baseball uniform, child!
Oh, yes, I'm a baseball coach, but I'm from here, no. It's nice to see you. I better be going.
Is he okay?
Not really. He's something with my husband. He's a bit. He gets down a lot, you know.
Oh, okay. A bit melancholy.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a baseball coach, despite being from UK. Has been to America a lot, done some coaching there. But his life fell apart because his wife left him and all, and he never could have kids of his own. That sort of thing.
But honey, you're his wife.
Well, I'm his wife now.
Oh, okay, so she left. She walked away, drove him, and then you came to the picture. Oh, okay. Does that technically class under immorality? I mean, maybe the wife's immorality left him, you know. But, I mean, he's now married the Prime Minister. I mean, you know, you'd be more cheery. I mean, he's leveled up in a sense.
Well, he doesn't really see it like that, nor do I. I see him as my husband, who I love truly much. He's just, he thinks people keep laughing, and he thinks, because of my position and all that.
He doesn't feel like a real man, that sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of, I suppose. But he is a really good husband, and he's a good father and all, too.
Honey, I thought you couldn't have any kids.
Well, he can buy, I have kids.
Oh!
Yeah, my husband passed away a number of years ago now. But I got Bridget. And Carlos, and let's say they are amazing kids. Bridget is literally helping me with, she's helping me with the campaign and all sorts. She's, I don't know where I would be without her, or Brad, or Carlos, but Brad and Carlos do, you know, they're not as so involved in the political process as Bridget is.
Oh, so it's a little family. Please tell me this isn't a Hammond 2.0. I ain't having that time. I do not want that again. No, sorry.
Nanny Prescott, that's nowhere near going to happen. Don't worry. We've solved that fact anyway.
Oh, have you?
Well, we've seen, I've seen anyway, that part of the problem is all the people who've held previous offices, well, they've been white old men. And me not being either of those things, well, I helped to pave the way to a brighter tomorrow. And, well, my Vice Prime Minister and all, at least bringing out one of those requirements, also will be helping pave the way.
Honey, oh no, we're not, no, hold the telephone now. Honey, we had Candice Waller before we had Senator Prime Minister Ham and whatever, and she was a black lady, and she was rubbish. So I know she ticked all the intersectionality up to do boxes, but honey, she also ticked the box which said incompetent. So just because you got a little shade on you, her love, you know, and you're a lady, not a man, doesn't mean you know everything about life. I mean, same with me, I am a black man myself. That doesn't mean I know everything about life. You know, I can be wrong. I mean, I'm shocked when I am wrong, but I can't be wrong. You know what I mean? I just think that sort of thing can lead to hubris and stupidness.
Ah, so I think we might see things a bit differently, Nanny Prescott. But you've got an interesting spunk, and that's going to be very interesting to have. So thank you for your opinion.
Is this going to be when I say my opinion, but it just basically ignored? It's a bit like when you do those surveys and that sort of thing, you type, and then it's like, oh, thank you, come and get it to you later, bye.
Nanny Prescott, rest assured, I will take anything that you say very seriously. I know how people prize you in this town, and all, and that cannot be ignored. Although, I'm not going to be beholden to your views in running a country.
I don't expect you to, just don't be foolish. That's my word. Now, who's the deputy prime minister, the vice prime minister? I mean, we tell you, get that Nigel Crump, that's good, because he was terrible, that's so funny. He was, you know, clinging to power, always be like, if you cling to power, just cling to power, you know, we'll still be running the place or something. And then he did that, and then nothing happened with him, and now he's kicked out. Good.
Well, yes, I did not want someone tainted with the Hymans to be anywhere near my government.
Well, that will teach him, and that's what everyone needs to know. When you're too close in bed with the politics on a child, you will soon go out when the regime goes out. I'm telling you that much. So then, who is the Vice Prime Minister?
Well, Herman Grove will be my Vice Prime Minister.
Herman Grove? Oh my days, that's a name I do know.
Oh, you're not pleased, Nanny Prescott?
Please, that's an interesting word. Put it this way, you know how I tell you how it is. And I have no problem telling you when you're right and when you're wrong. Herman basically doesn't want to tell anybody that they're wrong, except for people who tell him that he is wrong, or that the people who he doesn't want to say that they are wrong, that we say they are wrong, and he says that we are wrong for telling and saying that they're wrong, which makes no perfect sense. But
Nanny Prescott, Herman has shown great diplomatic skills.
Or by being non-committal.
The Prime Minister position has seen better days.
Like years and 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 years.
I get it, Nanny Prescott. So we have to make up for that somehow. Herman will be the one who will help that to make that happen. I know that for a fact.
Well, I'm glad you're so sure of that. I mean, to be honest, I'm not at all. But I see you're a very clever lady. And it's going to be interesting what happens. Just tips for the job. Do the job properly. Actually listen to advice. Don't kill people. Don't blow up. Don't go scandals. Don't commit immorality. And lean on the Lord like you want life support. Because you're pretty much out. That's all I got for now.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I think that can carry us off into our next meeting, but it was really nice to see you. And Jane Saunders, thank you so much for bringing her down. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. Well, not luck, I'll give God praise and pray for you all your success. That's very kind of you, Mayor. Very kind of you. I look forward to doing business with you as well. So, Nanny Prescott, what do you think of our new Prime Minister?
Honey, get me a seatbelt, get me a handle, because I think I'm going to be holding on for dear life.
You and listen to What's Gone in Grass Valley. I'm the creative show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard and listening. It's always great to have you tune into the show. We've now got a new face in town and running the country. So let's find out how Melania Howard and the Howard clan are going to get on. If you want to read all the books, you can see them below in the description. And remember, there's also podcasts you can listen to of the previous episodes. So do go back to those and listen to them. But until next time, bye-bye for now.